The finale. It is here. The last regular season game for the New York Rangers, and one that I did not have penciled in for being a meaningful game. But here we are, and I'm okay with it. I'm actually more excited for the game tonight now that it actually has some meaning versus like a few weeks ago. I don't know if you feel
Well,
the same way with that, Nick, but.
here's what's funny. We're gonna take a little trip down memory lane here for a second.
Ooh.
The last time the New York Rangers won the President's Trophy was the 2014,
15.
the yeah,
Yeah, 14,
2014,
15.
2015, yeah. And the last game of the year where they were presented the President's Trophy, where the game had no meaning, was against, guess who?
The Ottawa Senators.
Yes, it was. And we were actually going to try and go to the game that night, but we couldn't get tickets, so we wound up going to Hudson Station and watching the game. The Rangers
Poor
wound up
Hudson
losing.
Station. They
Yeah,
did. They
the
did lose
Rangers
that
wound up
game.
losing, but that game had no significance for them. It didn't matter. And I just find it funny that 10 years later we're in the same kind
God,
of
10 years later.
spot. Yeah,
Jesus.
like how wild is that? So
Oh,
just
it's gross. It's gross.
yeah. Just a nice little trip down memory lane
It's
before,
funny, like people like say, oh, it goes by so fast. But like that feels so long ago. But then when you say, oh, it's been 10 years, you're like, ugh, oh, it's like that meme on TikTok, that video on TikTok where he's like, brother, ew, what's this? Ew. Like it's so crazy. It's so crazy to me. But yeah, you know what? I'm excited. I'll just start off with this. I don't care about the President's Trophy. Personally, I don't. I know we have good luck with it for the most part versus most other teams in the league, i.e., like Boston Bruins.
Well, here,
I
and
well,
I'll get this out.
let me
What?
finish.
Wait,
Let me
wait,
finish.
wait,
Let me
wait,
finish,
wait.
man.
Oh,
Let me finish, man.
God.
My thing is just win the division. But with that now, because of the way the standings are, you get the President's Trophy along with it. I do think for this team, home ice advantage is huge, especially for the way that Peter Laviolette coaches. So having the President's Trophy in your back pocket is a nice little extra card you can play. But to me, the division is almost critical. Like you want the division. You want that
Well,
sealed up.
considering the fact that we went wire to wire as the division leaders, to lose it on the last day of the
Oh, it
season
would
would be
suck. It would
very,
suck.
would be highly embarrassing.
But to me, to have the home ice, I mean, you'd have the home ice regardless if you finish in the second seed. I get that. But to lock up home ice advantage, at
Throughout the
least
playoffs.
through the first
No,
three rounds. Well, no,
it
but I'm
would be
saying like
enough either.
if they
Yeah.
didn't win the presidents, but at least to have the home ice advantage through the opening three, and then me being a little bit greedy. I kind of didn't want them to have to win the President's Trophy or win it because I get games one and three. Or no, yeah, I get games one and three of the Stanley Cup Final. So that would have been game six. So I'm
No,
just, I'm
no,
trying to be a little bit
no,
greedy there. Or no, that would have been game five. No, so now, yeah, I would have had game six or seven, depending on how it played out. Now I'm looking at. I'll have game five. Ooh, ooh.
what?
Yeah.
That's fine. The Rangers will just beat whoever they play in the cup final in
Predictive.
five games.
There you go. So,
So,
but yeah, I mean, I know everybody's like, oh, the President's Trophy curse and things like that, but I'll go back to.
There is no jinx, and I keep saying this to people, and I'm tired of repeating
Well.
myself. There is no jinx. The whole thing is, you go back to Tampa Bay 5 years ago, you go back to Boston last year, you go back to, some of these other teams that have won the President's Trophy and bowed out early. Their regular season, they had zero adversity.
Thank you. Thank you.
Like that is like even, because everybody's going to do it. Okay, you want to look at the 94 Rangers who won the President's Trophy? They had to go through adversity. Track that season. The Rangers had not won on Long Island since God knows what. It was like the late
70s. Late
70s.
70s was when
Yeah.
they, oh no, they beat them. Well, no, they beat them in the playoffs in 90.
No.
The
But
Pat,
no,
yeah, in the
but
Patrick
no.
Dumuth, I could
I mean,
swear,
no.
but
I mean a regular season. The Rangers had not won a regular season game on Long Island
gotcha. Okay, I gotcha, gotcha.
in like 15 years. It was a ridiculous streak that the 94 Rangers had broken. That, and they broke it late. It was late in the game when Sergei Zubov scored it. They had to come from behind. There were things that that team had to battle.
Well,
Number
that team
one,
had the
Adam.
adversity of playoff failures just, the 2 years prior. And they
Well, they
were
also
in
had
win or bust. It was win or bust for that team.
they also had the adversity of their own head coach, who
This is
at
true.
certain points, felt like he was sabotaging the team. So
This is very true.
the whole thing is teams that had like Tampa Bay, they got swept by Columbus because the first time that they faced adversity all year was in the playoffs and they didn't know how to rebound.
And they had that
Boston.
series in period one, remember?
Yeah.
We're sitting here going, oh, here's Sergei Bobrovsky, playoff Bobrovsky. And then it was like, what the hell happened?
And then John Tortorella said, "Not today, Muckerfathers."
Panarin was a
And
monster, which I hope we get that Panarin in the playoffs this year and some.
but the Bruins last year, the Bruins, their regular season, everybody kept saying it all year. Nobody's going to beat this team. Nobody's going to beat this team. They're so good. They're so good. First time they got they faced adversity last year, playoffs, they got punched in the mouth and they had no idea how to respond. The Colorado Avalanche a couple years before that, great regular season, breeze through the regular season, face adversity. You catch the drift here that these teams that had easy regular seasons, the first time they faced any kind of roadblock in their way, they had no idea how to respond and they completely fell apart. This Ranger team is completely different in that sense. They've had injuries. They've had issues. I mean, look, the January was a month to
Forget.
forget.
Oh God. You had Igor playing horrible.
Igor looked like crap. The entire team looked terrible. They
Fox
bet,
wasn't Fox early on.
Fox got hurt.
Fox
Lindgren's
was
been
hurt.
hurt.
Lingered hurt. Heedle injury.
Hedel injury. Trouba
Lindgren
got
hasn't been
hurt.
Lindgren all season. Barkley Goodrow, not good.
Trouba, the list, Mika Zibanejad just
Oh, the
not
list
being
goes on and
Mika.
on. I mean, you could go
It.
through the list even without the injuries, like you just said, Mika not being Mika. The 5-on-5 with those guys, particularly Mika and Kreider, abysmal. I mean, you go down the list, and
Chris
you
said that
can
about
see.
Chris Kreider, guys. I just want that to be
Oh
noted,
yeah,
not
okay,
me.
yeah.
I
Just
didn't.
listen. No, Nick is not the one that's. Yeah, because
I
thanks
didn't.
for tanking our numbers 2 weeks ago.
I didn't. I didn't say that. Sorry, Kreider
But no,
Riders. That wasn't me.
this team has had a ton of adversity through the season. And even right now, they're going through a bit of adversity. They've had an up and down here in the last stretch of the season, so they've battled through it. And
And look, and
to
the.
be in the top spot since October with what they've gone through in the division is damn remarkable.
And the other thing about this Ranger team that, and I know sometimes it can get overblown and it's not something you really want to puff your chest with, especially in the playoffs, because you don't want to play this game because you can wind up burning yourself. But the fact that they lead the league and come from behind wins, it tells you something about this team's mental makeup. It
Very true.
tells you that not only can they punch, but they can counterpunch when needed. So this team doesn't hide, they don't run, they don't back down. So that is so for everybody who's, "Oh, the President's Trophy, I don't want it because it's a curse." It's not a curse. You have to look deeper into things. You actually have to have nuance and look into things.
Yeah, you have to look into the bigger picture, and like you said, you summed it up perfect, because that was one of my topics that I was going to jump into, and I was going to say, this is a very different, if they win tonight and lock it all up, This is a very different President's Trophy winning team that we've seen over the last, 5+ years, maybe more. Largely in part to someone who I think it is an absolute crime that he is getting zero talk about the Hart Trophy is Artemi
Did you
Panarin.
see the graphic on Saturday?
Which one?
Over his last 28 games, the
Oh, it's
number of points
stupid.
he's put
Yeah,
up,
it's stupid.
50 points in 28 games.
And he's not even in any talk of it. Like, no one's talking about him at all.
I mean, to be fair, I mean he's having an incredible season, and like not to take anything away from him, but what we're seeing around the NHL, just to take a break from the Rangers real quick,
Oh, it is stupid. It's absurd.
I mean, Auston Matthews has a chance to do something we haven't seen since the early 90s with Teemu Selanne.
Mussolini. It's true.
Okay.
True.
We haven't seen two guys put up 100 assists in a season since, I mean,
I
the
don't even
last guy to put
remember.
up 100 assists in a season was Wayne Gretzky. So there you go. And the fact that you have two guys who can put up 100 assists, Nathan MacKinnon's having an unbelievable year, and if it wasn't for the Rangers, his home point streak, he probably would have had a
It's
point
still
in every
going.
home game
Probably
this
still
year.
going. It's probably still going.
So,
And
I mean,
I'm not saying that to take away from Kucherov or MacKinnon specifically, or even McDavid. I'm not saying it, but the fact that Panarin isn't even on the blip of a radar, when you know, if you take Panarin off this roster this year,
oh, they're
where
not a
is
playoff team.
this team?
They're not a playoff team.
Probably is not a playoff team. Or they're right now in with like Philly and all this mess at the bottom, battling to just get in. With the way, and it's not because the team doesn't have the talent, but with the way the season has gone for their top guys outside of power play time. And I'm going to talk about that in a second too, because I'm kind of like talking out of both sides of my mouth here when I say this, but specifically with the top line, the power play, like it's been power play merchants. I mean, let's face it. But had we had a typical Mika, had we had like Kreider, not of last year but of 2 years ago, had we have
Well,
had Fox of Fox, and things of that, I think, yeah, we're a playoff team.
the funny thing about Kreider is he still put up 40 goals this year, but this has been like one of the
But almost 30
weirdest
of them have
four.
come on the power play.
Right. It's like
I mean, that's the thing.
it's been
Which
the
is still,
weirdest, which is still great. It's
yeah.
not
I'm not gonna sit here and be like that schmuck who was making fun of Zach Hyman and basically blasting Zach Hyman for being a great front net presence. It's a gift. Kreider
Yeah,
is
no,
one of the
they're
most talented. He is one or two of the top talented players in the league when it comes to his net front presence and the way he can redirect the puck. So I'm not doing this as like a bash Kreider thing.
it's just weird because this it's a 40 goal season, but it doesn't feel like a 40 goal season.
Yeah, it's odd. It's just odd, but it's not necessarily surprising. But where I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth is I find it
By the
hilarious
way, that was not
that
me bashing Chris Kreider. Now I have to like make
yeah,
like
you have to like disclaimer.
I have to put a disclaimer that I'm
That's gonna be
having
my
a
next
nuanced
shirt. The
discussion.
next shirt I'm gonna make for our podcast is gonna be like, I'm not bashing Chris Kreider, but dot
But yeah,
dot dot.
like I'm not, but I really wasn't. I wasn't bad. Like it just, yes, he's had a really good 40 goal campaign, but it just feels like it's like, wow, this is like
Well, I mean,
okay.
even Mika, when you really look at it, like the stats are, Mika hasn't been Mika. We didn't have Mika March.
It doesn't feel.
We joke that we hope we have Mika May.
It just
But
doesn't feel like an impactful 40
I
goals.
mean,
Like it feels like, low calorie 40 goals. You
well,
know what I
because
mean?
it's mostly
Like,
power play. That's why.
I don't know. I
I mean,
like
that's a large
it's
part
imp
of it.
it's impressive and it's fantastic that a guy could score 40 goals. It just it I don't know, man.
Look,
It
their
just
power play
if.
is ridiculous.
It
But
just feels like anytime the Rangers are scoring a big goal, it's coming off of Panarin, Trocheck, Laf. Will Cooley's had some really big ones. Kaapo Kakko's had a couple big ones.
yeah, but
It
2
just
weeks,
feels like
literally after your rant, Back-to-back games, Kreider had the game-winning goal.
which is highly hysterical,
So, I
but
mean, that's not that far away.
no,
But I'll
I
say
mean, but
this.
you know something though? The same thing used to happen to me with Derek Stepan. I would rip Stepan beyond belief, and then if I was at a game, he
There
would
you
score
go.
the game winner.
I am
No, it
the
did.
what is that like from like the seeing eye or seeker or whatever? Whatever.
I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
Listen, I just said I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth because I mentioned that, you know, the top line, and I specifically mean the top line, posting, you know, great power play numbers, and the numbers are inflated because of the power play and blah blah blah. But I find it hilarious that the narrative is that this team lives and dies by their power play and only has success with their power play. Yet we completely forget that how did we snap our funk coming out of January? We snapped our
Igor.
funk by going on a great winning streak. Igor refound his form. And during that winning streak of how many games was it? Was it like, how many games did we have?
10,
10?
10,
We didn't score a
10.
single power play goal. We went what, like 18 games, I think it was?
Well, that's not true. That's not true because we scored the part of the 10-game winning streak was the Stadium Series, and we scored
Yeah, but that was like the first, that was when we broke into the power play. That was like the first time we had scored a power play goal, like 8 or 9 games, I think, was during the
I don't
Stadium
know.
Series.
It maybe I don't know
Our
that.
power play percentage during that streak was terrible.
Oh yeah, it wasn't good. We were having issues,
And we were winning.
but
And we
we were
kept
winning
winning.
because of we were winning because of Panarin and Igor
Right,
and.
and that's where I circle back to Panarin for, you know, the conversation of the heart and how, you know, Panarin has been the most valuable Ranger of a very long time. He has been the best Ranger that we've had for,
Since Yager,
I mean, he won't hit Yager unless he goes
I
bananas
don't know.
tonight, which
He
he
could, you
could.
know, he could have a 6-point game in him. Who knows?
Yeah, because he needs what, five technically? He's at
What is he at? One?
118, so he needs
Yeah,
123.
he needs 5 to tie, 6 to break.
Like, I mean, it's Ottawa, so who knows? We did see a game last season with Ottawa where it was embarrassing. It could have been like a 10-0 game if it wasn't for damn it, who was in net, but it doesn't matter. So whatever. But look, at the end of the day, this all circles back to this team has gone under incredible adversity.
Also,
And
Gerard Gallant should be charged for war crimes, by the way.
Jesus, we were so wrong on that. So
Yeah.
wrong on that.
I'll take the L on that one.
So wrong on that. What a
Not many times
disaster.
will you ever hear me say that I was wrong about
Would
something?
you
That
say
one.
that outside of the playoff performance, would you say that he possibly could have been as bad, if not worse, than David Quinn? Would you go that far
No.
yet?
No.
No. But
No.
it's a pretty bad
No,
stretch. It's a pretty
no,
bad stretch run there.
it was bad, but the Rangers did have one of their best seasons in franchise history his first year.
But it kind of makes you wonder.
I mean, it was all, I mean, as we all knew, it was on the back of Igor.
Right.
It was.
Right. So it kind of makes you wonder. All right. So President's Trophy on the line tonight. Woohoo. More concerned myself, the division. I want the Metropolitan Division.
I mean, all you gotta do is win and you get
Just
everything.
win.
You
Just
get
win
it
it. Just
all.
win the damn game. It's one
You
of.
win and
You
you
win
get it
and you
all.
clinch in your setup. I think there's only right now in the Stanley Cup playoffs, I think Winnipeg and Colorado is the only concrete matchup, I believe, which is crazy.
Well, it's funny. I figured it out the other night. If the Islanders get 1 point out of their last two games, and the Red Wings and the Caps win both of their last two
Dude,
games.
like,
Detroit and Washington are in, and the Islanders are out. Because the Islanders have no tiebreakers over anybody. So if the Islanders
the
finish with
Islanders have to
one
lose
point,
both too, both, or
well,
get 1 point. Yeah, they have to lose one in overtime.
they could get
It
one
would be
point or
freaking,
lose
it would
both.
be hilarious. I mean, the wild card in the East is, I mean, everybody was making jokes about it that like Detroit didn't want it, nobody wanted it, but It's made for some like fascinating end of the season run here.
It's
The
great.
NHL
It's
has to be like ecstatic about this.
nobody wants that eight spot. Nobody wants it.
It's yeah, but like Philly's on a
Fuck
two-game
Philly.
win streak. They were 6-0, 6-2 in their last eight, and then they just won two to get, but they only have one game left. You know, the Penguins were 7-1-2. They're at the bottom. They're fifth
Yeah.
in the wild card standing right now. You know,
And
Detroit and Washington are dead tied. The problem for Detroit is they've got three less regulation wins than the Capitals do.
well, the other problem for Detroit is they have nowhere else to go. They have to win the wild card. They can't go up through the division.
Yeah, they can't jump into anywhere else, but it's just crazy that we're down to the final two games. Much of the league is down to one. And right now, we basically know Winnipeg and Colorado are going to play each other.
Yeah, we could get the Rangers Caps,
We could get Rangers Caps. We could get Rangers anybody right now.
which by the way, we haven't had a Rangers Caps series in
Since what,
what?
Stefan's overtime winner? Has it been since then?
It's been 10 years.
Has it been that long? And those were epic.
Yeah.
Those were epic rivalries. That's where, see, and that's where like your rivalry is really made. Like you're always gonna have the natural rivalry of the Devils and Islanders. It's always, that's never gonna change. But damn, does it get amplified? Like you build rivalries through playoff battles in outside of your natural. Like there's very few teams in the NHL that are gonna have that natural, like Boston, Toronto. You know, Toronto,
Boston,
Mont
Montreal.
Boston, Montreal. Montreal, Toronto is a given rivalry, no matter what. I mean, when was the last time Montreal and Toronto have played like one playoff series in the last 20 something years against each other? Something like
Something
that, or
like
maybe
that.
even more. But like it's a natural, like that is always going to be, it will be. You know, Edmonton, Calgary. There's very few, you know, you go around. The Rangers have the Islanders, they have the Devils. You know, to some extent, they have Philly. You know, they have the Bruins. They have, you know, Pittsburgh. But so much of it is built on the
But
players.
Pittsburgh was built in the playoffs.
And
That
Pittsburgh
rivalry,
really
and
became the Lemieux.
it started with the Roger Nielsen, Mario Lemieux, you know, where Nielsen allegedly put the hit out on Lemieux's wrist.
All in the wrists.
It's all,
But
yeah, no, it's all in the hips, but
I know. It was a play on it, damn it. Oh, rest in
boo,
peace, brother.
boo. Yeah, we love Apollo Creed.
But
AKA Chubbs Peterson.
AKA, there's so many, like he's actually been in like so many freaking movies. Oh
But
man.
he will
Now I'm
forever be
sad.
Apollo Creed.
Now
He
I'm
will
just
forever
playing
be a
in my head,
he
I'm
will
putting the
forever be
scene from Happy Gilmore when he's playing the piano.
we've
Oh,
only
man.
just begun.
All right, so
Doing.
oh damn it.
I actually watched that the other night. It was on Peacock, so I sat and watched it the other
Tommy
night
Boy
after
was on
work.
yesterday. Another classic. Another guy gone. I mean, Farley gone way too soon, but it's just crazy, like right now, because you look at the Western Conference and there's nothing, you know, the Kings may finish third, they may not, you know, Vegas may jump them when they're, you know, cap circumventing ways. Nashville basically is set as the first wild card, but
I'm really proud of you, by the way, that
what?
you went this entire podcast so far without absolutely just destroying Vegas
Oh, we
for
haven't done a
Mark
playoff.
Stahl.
I'll wait till we get to the playoff preview.
Oh, okay.
Wait till we do that one later in the week. When we do the playoff preview one, I've got a thing or two to say. Because you know, speaking of this, okay, you know, Philip Hedl comes back, and this was the thing I wanted to mention. Hedl comes back in the first round of the playoffs. You know damn well, because this is how this works. You know that the NHL is going to be like, well, we got to take a look at this now. This is serious. We got to take a look at this.
Well, you know the Pittsburgh Penguins will be pounding the table to have that looked at, just like they did with the draft shit.
Right.
Well, actually, maybe not, because Brian Burke and Hextall are out of there now, so maybe not.
But like, yeah, because you know, how dare us? We were a playoff team. No, we weren't. We were only a playoff team because of the bubble rules. Nobody batted an eye when the Devils fell, like, what, 8 spots 1 year or something? And I'm probably exaggerating, but I feel like it was like 8 spots 1 year to get one of the top picks. Or
Yeah,
what?
nobody made the same outrage that the same year that the Blackhawks were under investigation for sex, covering up a
Yeah.
sexual
Oh yeah,
assault.
here's another
They
one pick. Here's your reward.
win the first overall pick, so
The
whatever.
Coyotes go out and tamper a little bit with some stupid draft rules.
Excuse me, you can't say that name anymore.
Okay, oh, I'm sorry. The Dead Yotes.
Yes, thank you.
Just
They are inactive.
what a joke. Unbelievable. It's very sad, but
By
whatever.
the way, did you see
Anyways.
their social media is dark?
Yeah, but you know
If
their social media team is it's Morello's son.
Oh, I didn't know
Yeah,
that.
Morello's son runs their social media team. Like,
Oh, because they played the Flames last night and they
and he
didn't
didn't
put
say
out
anything.
anything.
Craig Morgan
Like,
was the guy, and you know, I feel terrible for him. He's the Phoenix, the Coyotes reporter that covers everything for the Coyotes. It's been there forever. And he basically was like, okay, I guess I'm taking over, because he was the one giving updates and everything on the game, because Coyotes Twitter is basically like it's awful. It's an absolutely awful situation.
because the Coyotes
And
Twitter hasn't put out anything since Morello's statement.
since Morello's AI written statement too, which is hilarious, someone took that statement and ran it through AI, and it came up like 90% of it they believe was like something, whatever.
Generated by AI.
Yeah. Which I'm sure that's not uncommon in business anymore. I mean, Christ, we were using it in work for proposals and stuff to like make it cleaner and make it fancy, but whatever. Anyways, Hedl comes back, I guarantee you. They're gonna be like, investigation. This can't happen. Meanwhile, nobody batted an eye, like we were just saying. Nobody batted an eye. Nobody batted an eye when Edmonton was getting first overall picks and kept screwing it up for years and years and years. No one cared. You know, Nick saying the Blackhawks get Connor Bedard when they should have. The Coyotes got a death sentence by the NHL for tampering with draft combine. They got a death sentence and had to surrender picks. The Blackhawks had a sexual assault and harassment, and you name it, far worse situation, and had what, a $50 million fine, I think it was, or something. Like,
No, what? I don't even think it was that much.
I don't even remember. But it was pathetic. It was pathetic. And I have no ill will towards the Blackhawks and whatever. And I know, you know, like, man, I'm probably like, you bastards, but that's fine. But rightfully, like, we're hello, like, how does make this make sense? Like, what?
Well, it's because Mark Stone going on IR and being
Oh,
activated for the playoffs has become the norm. It's
yeah.
become
What, 3 years running now?
yeah.
At least two? I mean, this is just okay. Yeah, now he's ready to go. Hurdle gets reactivated just before. No problem. It's no problem. But I will laugh when Hedl gets activated off of IR. And it's back in the roster, and people lose their minds. Oh, look at what the Rangers did. This is unacceptable. There needs
Hey,
to be an investigation.
if we win the cup, I hope the Rangers break out like a 16
Oh,
million over the cap share.
the
I hope they pull the cooch.
Which I will say, that one still to this day was the worst one, because Kucherov was skating with the team for a freaking month.
But that one was funny. But see, you know what it is? You know what I've always told you, if you lean into it,
Oh yeah, you loved
if
it. Like it drew my ire, but Nick was like, I love it
it
because they're playing the villain.
they're playing the villain, man. You lean into it and people will respect you more for it.
But Vegas is just outright being like, yeah, Vegas, a city run by the mob, and just doing everything. What stays in Vegas, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, and they're just like, they don't give a fuck.
Well,
We're just
what did I say with Mark Stone? I was like, I said that Vegas can actually show the mob a thing or two about hiding money. That's how good they are at it.
Yeah, I mean it's hilarious. So, all right, back on to close this out. Hedl comes back. Let's say he's back in the lineup. We don't know. He's under no contact. He's under full contact. So the belief would be that he's ready to go if he was medically cleared.
I have a feeling he's going to come out on Sunday. and the
Where do you
guard's gonna lose.
slot him? I posted this up on Twitter. I'm gonna tell you
Third
what. Hold on.
line center.
Hold on. That's okay. So that's what Ben over at Cracking the Ice on Twitter at Cracking the Ice had said was he puts him back at third line center. And then I asked, well, then what do you do with Wennberg? And
Fourth
it was,
line center.
do you throw Wennberg up on, then what do you do for first? Do you just roll with Roslovic at your first right wing? Because Roslovic hasn't been
Yes.
great.
I problem is Hedl's not a winger. I don't think Wendberg could play on that line. And I think you've seen when Barkley Goodrow does not have to be center, Barkley Goodrow is way more effective.
This is true. It's very true. Which
So
kudos. I've been hard on Goodrow all season. He's been great.
then you have a fourth line with VC, Wendberg, Goodrow that can skate, it can check, it can be a shutdown, lockdown defensive unit with offensive upside. You have Hedl with Kako and Cooley. That's a hell of a third line. You have scoring depth throughout your lineup now.
And if you need it, you could flip Rempe with VC if you need. Because Rempe, look, I know people will be around the league. Rempe is like public enemy number one for stupid. It's just stupid. At this point, it's stupid. But the kid, that line, when he's in the lineup, that line is just a bit, I mean, they were a pain in the ass to the Islanders. I love seeing it. I just love seeing it. I love seeing him because the kid worked so damn hard. And you know he's giving it 110%. And this is what people don't understand, like where people are like, oh, why is Rempe so beloved
And
by Rangers fans? And why is
defensemen
everybody,
know when Rempy's on the ice too.
why are they chanting? It's so ridiculous. He's a fourth line plug. He's a blah blah blah. People need to understand this, especially about like New York sports. What do New York sports fans love? What? Like everybody always says, like, oh, we want the flashy, the big superstars. New York
We
sports
love
fans will always
love
be endeared.
mediocrity.
No. Shut
What?
What
I'm
are New
being
York
real.
sports fans endeared to?
Mediocrity.
Not Jets fans, damn it. Or really Mets, which by the way, your Mets are doing pretty well lately, which is good. Good for baseball. I always will say this. They're not the Yankees right now, but you know.
Yeah, by the way, it cost me two different parlays. I
Labor.
went four for
Labor,
five and
man.
three for four
I will
because
not fault
I had the
Anthony
Yankees.
Volpe. I will not fault Anthony Volpe. Volpe is one of those guys. Volpe and Cabrera are one of those guys. The like blue collar, hardworking guy that will go out there and give it 110%. That is what is endearing to a New York sports fan. Am I wrong?
Why can't you just accept my first answer?
But we well, no, because it's, I'm not wrong. I'm not wrong
Neither am I, because New York sports have
there.
been mediocre since.
Yeah, but hey, first time since 1994 that the Knicks put up 50 wins and the Rangers 50 wins in the same season. The Yankees, granted, it's so stupid early in the season, but the
Yeah,
Yankees
but
look
OJ's dead,
great.
so there's not going to be unless we have somebody break out a Bronco chase in mid-June like we did in 94. It's not
Jesus.
going to be the summer of
I mean, there are
94
four
again.
Broncos on the road now.
There are Broncos on the road now, so
They just break
hey.
down too easy, so you're not chasing anybody. You're not getting but whatever. All right, so back on Hedl, since we have like a couple minutes. So you say you slot Hedl right back into his third line center role, and you shift
Yes.
stuff down to create the depth. I like that.
Yes.
I like that. I just wonder if they slot him in maybe up on the top right wing, take him out
He's
of
not a
center
winger.
because I know he's not a
He's
winger, but do
not
you throw him
a
right back into the
winger.
center spot? Fresh out of not
Yes.
playing in the playoffs, fresh out of not playing all season, basically.
If he's healthy enough to skate, he's healthy enough to play. So you throw him back out
I
there.
just hope it's not. I just don't want to see them do what they did. And I don't think they will. I don't think the staff is that stupid or
No,
ignorant. And I don't think,
Rammer's
and
gone, so
Rammer's
it's
gone
okay.
also. I just don't want to see them be like, oh, we're just going to shove Strome in there at 60%.
Yeah, no.
So you think
That was
Hedl dresses for
ridiculous.
Sunday?
Yep.
Yeah, that'll be something. So right now we don't know who our opponent is, so we can't even do a predictions. We don't really know who any opponents are outside of Winnipeg and Colorado, which I'm
I'll call it right now. I'll call it right now.
Ooh, Knicks getting
Rangers
the
Caps round one. There you go.
NYR versus Caps. Ovi's final stand.
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
Nice little five gamer for the Rangers to
A
get them
nice little
warmed up for the
five-game
playoffs.
series. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah.
Darcy Kemper or Ray, or Lindgren in net? It's got to be Lindgren.
Hopefully not
Hope it'll
Lindgren.
be
I would like to
Kemper. I
see.
hope it'll be Kemper.
I would like to see
All
Kemper.
right. Finale tonight. Season's wrapped up. We will be back this weekend with a playoff preview. Thank you for a great season, by the way. And we'll see you next time.
President's Trophy, here we come.